The dessert names may be gone, but the Android updates, well, they keep coming. I've been running the Android 16 beta on my Pixel 9 Pro for the past couple days now. Now, if you've been paying attention to these updates over the years to Android, you've noticed the trend now is less and less like major overhauls and more, you know, little subtle tweaks and refinements, little things here and there. And this latest update is almost purely aesthetic, especially in this first beta. Matter of fact, there aren't really any big new capabilities in this build of Android 16. It's more just that it's built different. It just acts a little different. It looks a little different. It feels a little different. And I like it. You know, they started down this path a few years ago with Material Design and then Material U. And then now, of course, Google has to name everything. So this latest version is called Material 3 Expressive. But it actually makes sense because everything here is a little brighter, a little more playful, and just a little bit more expressive, kind of like real physical objects. So let's just jump right in. I'm gonna give you a tour of this fresh coat of paint that you'll probably only ever get on your phone if you also have a Google Pixel. Either way, these are my top five favorite new things in Android 16. So number five is lock screen customization. You know, they say we unlock our phones 100 times a day, so we might as well like what we see when we get there. And Android 16 has a slightly different lock screen picker than 15. You still get there the same way by long pressing the lock screen and then hitting customize down there. But then in here, it's just a little more neatly organized. First of all, I like this animation here to reveal the wallpaper selector. That's nice. They didn't have to do that. But from there, then there's the new clock customization. And with this one, all the way on the left here, you have this slider to pretty drastically change the font thickness from this bold one all the way to razor thin, if you're into that. But then also, you choose for your notifications on the lock screen if you want them to either be the full list with everything or a compact view. The compact view is just going to show the little icons underneath the time, but the full view just shows every single thing from every notification. And then you can still, of course, change your shortcuts for the left side and the right side. Just everything here, it's not like new capabilities, it's just more neatly organized to help you dial in the perfect lock screen for you. So that's a nice little update there. So then number four, recent apps. Now, normally the multitasking menu of recent apps on your phone is not the most exciting thing in the world, but I'm putting this as my number four here for two main reasons. Actually, I'm gonna throw in three. The first is that they added this dropdown to every app. And if you click that, it gives you more actions for things you might want to do. And split screen is in there. So before you had to know to hit the app icon at the top and then find that. I think most people didn't know about that hidden UI. So exposing this to be not so hidden is good. And then two is the physics. And this one's more subtle, but part of a bigger theme with Android 16 here, which is playful and reactive physics that makes these windows and pieces of UI feel like physical objects. So you can see when I'm dragging the window around, the ones next to it also move a little bit. And then when you finally release it, then the neighboring windows bounce in. Again, it's subtle, but it's all good stuff. And also, shout out to 9to5 Google. They made a video showing the same beta, but on a Pixel Pro Fold. And there's even more fun animations with the dock at the bottom and freeform floating windows as well. It kind of makes me want to daily drive a Pixel 9 Pro Fold again. It's all good stuff. But then number three I just decided to throw in at the end is just the, you can't feel it, but the haptics as you're scrolling through these is, obviously you can't like tell through the screen, but it's like a every one has a little hitch point. It's kind of nice. I like it. But anyway, okay, number three, customizing the launcher. Now again, it's gonna be subtle with this one. So I'm gonna hit you with this side by side to hopefully, you know, better show you the difference between 15 and 16. But right off the bat, the non-removable at a glance widget, which is still non-removable, but it's at least a little bit smaller now in that top left corner. It's a little bit of a slimmer, trimmer font, and also made room for an entire new row of icons on the home screen. So there's new grid sizes available as well. But then wallpaper customization. So hey, if you know me, you know I like wallpapers. No shame to that. So select a new wallpaper in Android 16, and at the bottom, you'll see an effect button that shows up. And if you hit that, it brings up this whole customizer just to add effects to your background. So the shape one is pretty straightforward. It basically creates a window into your background image behind a solid color, which is picked from the colors in your picture, so it kind of matches. Then you can flip through all these shapes and colors and just kind of mess around. And it's kind of cool. It creates a unique look with the cutout. But then there's also weather, which literally adds live weather effects over your wallpaper. So if I hit fog and then hit next and select everything, basically the next time I unlock my phone, there's a bunch of fog that appears floating across my lock screen. And then I unlock and it's still there, and it takes a few seconds and then kind of burns away. The fog parts away. It's kind of random, but all right. There's also rain, which, as you can see, just rains full screen like that weather app in iOS used to do, or maybe it still does. There's also snow, which has given me PTSD of this past winter, but you can do that. And there's even sun, which warms up and glows with some moving lens flare across the home screen. And this slider at the bottom, you can drag it all the way left or right to add more or less of this effect. And apparently you could even mirror the weather at your current location if you wanted to. Anyway, last but not least is cinematic. So the first time you try this, you actually have to download a cinematic model from the internet. But once you check that box on a wallpaper, it just adds some subtle 3D motion to your photo. So on like a more abstract wallpaper, it doesn't do much. But if you have a picture of a kid, a person, or a pet, then it kind of does this thing where it tries to separate it from the background. You know, like the classic freshman year Adobe After Effects project where you make a video out of a photo. Anyway, I assume AI is doing this, but yeah, it's fine. It kind of brings it to life a little bit. But that brings me to number two, new physics. And it kind of sounds cheesy at first, but it kind of, this is more in the expressive thing. Like it actually feels like they consciously went through Android and tried to make sure more things feel like physical objects. So lots of menus that were previously flat are now, it seems, more intentionally separated, so you can tell that they're all touch targets and separate items. The multitasking windows, like I mentioned earlier, they have a little bit of bounce to them and they engage slightly with the windows around them like they have gravity. And even in notifications, I think this is where it's the most obvious. Like when you go to swipe to dismiss a notification, you can feel that it's not just removing that one notification and sliding it out. You're like unsticking it from the notifications around it. And the haptics that go along with all of this that you feel is a nice bonus too. So it really feels like you can tell the exact point that it breaks the like rubber band physics and lets you pull the notification out from the rest and swipe it away. It's really well done. I think it's the best expression of this Material 3 style in this whole phone. It's completely unnecessary. It doesn't add, it's not a feature that adds functionality. It's just feels nice. But anyway, this brings me to my number one favorite new thing in this Android 16 beta, and I think it's probably everyone's favorite number one thing, which is the quick settings. The quick settings and notification panel. So I've always been a fan of Android over iOS specifically because of these quick settings, and this update levels it up again. First of all, on the surface, you can see when you pull down, the background is this glassy, transparent overlay instead of solid like Android 15 was. I kind of love it. And then there's a big new brightness slider at the top, and then these buttons up here are fun. They slightly change shape actually from round to more boxy when they're toggled. Honestly, not really sure why it does that, but it does. And then when you hit that edit button, this is where you can jump in and go crazy. So any one of these toggles can be shrunken down into half size, and then you can rearrange them and move them around however you want and do your own thing. So you can combine some bigger targets like flashlight with some smaller ones that you maybe don't use as often. And I'm just loving the customization here. And it's funny, if you ever slip up and do anything you regret or move something and you don't like it anymore, you can just hit that big undo button in the corner. Very nice. And I'm dead serious. Like, this is one of my favorite things about Android is the quick settings and notifications. And this update it feels like someone really thought a lot about it and considered it. Especially even like, this is a subtle thing, but the Bluetooth button here, if you touch the larger whole button, it brings up the Bluetooth menu. But if you just hit the little logo on the side, that's just a toggle to turn Bluetooth on and off. And once you know that, once you get used to it, that's smart. Like, that's nice. I want to have my phone dialed in exactly how I want, and that's convenient. So that is my top five. But you know what? As a bonus, since this really is a fresh coat of paint, here are all the other little interesting things that I noticed are overhauled in its Android 16 beta. The bottom buttons in notifications are bigger. Like the clear all button is huge, and then they also added a notification history button to the left. That's nice. And notification settings stays to the right. The status bar icons are also slightly redesigned, including slipping the battery indicator to sideways. So it used to be vertical, but this one is a little bigger and they put the numbers inside the battery icon. And so I think it's a little bit more readable. Other phones do this already, but now it's in stock Android too. The app drawer is technically a slightly transparent overlay as well now, instead of an opaque full screen app drawer. So interesting, because we know Apple is going to start doing this glassy stuff too. And then the whole settings app is aesthetically updated, but also very much reorganized, especially inside of each section, which is mostly for the better and very much appreciated. And then the new volume slider matches the new brightness slider. So it's the same size as before, but it just has this very clear bar now at the top where the current volume level is. And that's the same throughout everything when you jump in that full volume pane, which, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like shouldn't this also be glassy instead of opaque as well? I don't know, maybe in the next beta. But yeah, speaking of the next beta, I expect there to be more coming. This is beta 1. I was excited to get my hands on it. It just came out a couple days ago. But there are more in the way of actual features as well in Android 16. Things like glanceable, like ongoing notifications. So very similar to what iOS launched for ongoing activities. Android is going to have a version of that too here. And also a new Find Hub, which is very similar to the Find My app on the iPhone. It's going to combine all your contacts and items that you keep track of the location of in one single place. But yeah, as of right now, I've been totally fine and pretty stable testing this beta 1 other than Android Auto not working. But yeah, I'm looking forward to more. But this is my top 5, and make sure you share this with other people who want to see the top 5 in Android 16 as well. And get subscribed for more stuff coming. Thanks for watching. Catch you in the next one.